Yes. I can't believe we made it. Yay.
New music. Holiday music.
Happy holidays.
Everybody. What? No, go ahead. What do you feel like? We don't need to start conventional.
Well, I feel like this is how the holidays always go. There's some crisis at the last minute.
Absolutely is. I'm Kara Rosendahl. This is Friday. Make me smart. Making today make sense is what we do.
Yes, and I'm Kimberly Adams. Thanks to everyone who is joining us on the YouTube live stream and the podcast for our annual Economics on Tap holiday party. And I'm sorry that we're late. That's totally my fault. But drama, life, internet, all the things.
I want to know how your hat fits over your headphones and mine doesn't. And it's on the biggest thing. And I was going to say I look like a goofball, but that sort of goes without saying.
Yeah, I know.
Let's move right along, shall we?
Yes.
This is it for us for 2022. We're taking a couple of weeks off. We're back, I think, on January 9th, but somebody's going to correct me in the Slack if I'm wrong. But on Tuesdays, we're going to do some favorite episodes. We're going to pull some out of the archives, so they will be on your feeds every Tuesday from now till the new year.
Yeah, and that is going to make all of us so happy. I'm getting settled on my computer.
Oh, my goodness. Take your time. Everybody's
here. I don't know. Okay. I want to know what you're drinking, Kai.
I'm having water, and I'm having water for two reasons. Number one is that it's going to rain in Los Angeles this weekend, and I have to go up to the roof in 20 minutes and clean out the gutters. Because if I don't, our basement floods, and that's a very bad thing. But what's even worse is going up on the roof after a really solid beer. So, sadly, I don't want to do that. That's reason number one. Reason
number two. Good one.
Yeah. I have to drive to a choir concert in about 2 hours, and I don't want to, you know, get going. Because once you start drinking on a Friday afternoon, you got to keep drinking, and I don't want to do that. So that's
yes.
What Agua. What
good
about you? What
are
you
reasons.
Drinking?
Hold on. Let me get it going. Wait. Look, I have a little light-up Christmas ornament cocktail drink.
God.
Isn't it cute? What?
Is that like a shaker?
No, it's like a little just drink holder.
Oh,
it's
wow.
For cocktails.
Nice.
And
so what's in
the
it?
Cocktail of so several listeners sent in suggestions for drinks and I appreciate them. And I'm not going to be able to find which one I actually used because all the internet things went down. But what this has in it is bourbon.
Nice.
Cointreau. Is that how you say it? Cointreau?
Nice. Yes. Yes, I think so. That's how I would say it.
lambic, cherry flavored lambic, which is a liquor that I got when I was traveling in, I think it was Croatia. And then fancy cherry and bitters, of course. So I don't know what it is. It's a mix.
Nice.
And
very
it's
nice.
Delicious.
That's awesome.
Very cherry and delicious.
All right. So why don't you go first?
Sure. So I've got two of them. The first one is domestic and actually quite local. It's about the housing market here in D.C. So Maxwell Frost, a future congressperson and the first Gen Z congressperson, just got denied an apartment here in D.C. because of bad credit. And
it's crazy.
It's you know, people have their rules for their different buildings and things like that, but housing is such a challenge here. And it just really stuck with me because if this is how somebody who's qualified to run our country, or at least take part in running our country, can't get into an apartment in the nation's capital. And I'm sure there will be other apartments. I'm sure he's going to find a place. But this is a Washington Post story. And he admits it. He's like, yeah, I have bad credit, you know, because I have debt. And he apparently drove an Uber while he was campaigning, you know, make it. And that's just real life. And, yeah, housing is expensive in this town.
The thing about it is that it's a fact of public records that starting the 3rd of January, Maxwell Frost is going to be making $174,000 a year. So, you know, come on, man. And I don't know who that apartment building manager is. I don't know how that happened, but what a bonehead play. And look, to his credit, Frost has not has not disclosed what the apartment was, where they were, who the apartment manager was, or any of that jazz. He's just stating the fact of, if you've got lousy credit in this economy and you're young, and you're a young person, you're kind of screwed. That was the gist of what I took away from that story.
Yeah, and there are so many of these big, like, corporate-owned apartment buildings here in D.C.,
right,
and the process is automatic.
Right.
They just run you through a system. And
yeah,
so,
goofy.
Yeah.
Goofy.
You should try Southwest anyway. D.C., Maxwell. It's a better neighborhood. Navy Yard.
Yeah.
It's close. Yeah. Right down the road. Anyway, okay, my other story is a bit more international, which is that the WTO, World Trade Organization, has made a ruling on the Trump tariffs, if one might remember, in 2018, and we are in 2022, and the World Trade Organization has said that Trump violated global trade rules in 2018 when he invoked national security concerns to justify his tariffs on steel and aluminum products from around the world. This is me reading from the Politico article. And these are, you know, we covered those tariffs so much when they first launched because it was a massive deal. And he said he was going to protect, you know, American manufacturers and things like that. But the problem was it screwed over all of the people who actually do have the factories and, you know, were making things out of that imported steel and aluminum here in the United States. So now the Biden administration says that they strongly condemn the decision. And it gets to, like, what is the WTO for? Because at this point, like...
Yeah.
That's
a really... You know what, actually? We should do a Tuesday on the WTO.
Mm-hmm.
We really should, right?
Because
you hear it all the time. You hear it more than you do now, but we should do it. Because I'll bet you 80% of the people listening to this podcast don't understand what it is, why it matters, all that stuff. All of that stuff.
Yeah, and the fact that it took this long to get a decision, it's not really enforceable in any meaningful way, and, you know, the Biden administration has a problem with the process and everything like that, but the quote from a U.S. official is, I just had it up. The United States has held the clear and unequivocal position for over 70 years that issues of national security, which they use the Section 232 national security rule for these tariffs, of national security cannot be reviewed in WTO dispute settlement, and the WTO has no authority to second-guess the ability of a WTO member to respond to a wide range of threats to its security, which effectively means anybody can claim national security and impose tariffs, and so whatever.
And so what are we even doing?
What are we even doing?
Okay. So I've got two. One's a little bit inside baseball, and the other one's just a thing that's been very much on my mind, which interests me because it hasn't been for a while now. Number one, Fox Business reported this morning, and, you know, Fox Business is not Fox News, but it's, you know, grain of salt. They reported this morning that Brian Moynihan, who's the CEO of Bank of America, is on the shortlist to replace Janet Yellen as Treasury Secretary whenever she leaves. Yellen has said on the record she's not leaving, and Brian Moynihan said that he likes his own job very much. Thank you. But that'll just be something to watch. Who gets that job if and when Yellen decides to leave? I have a really hard time believing it's going to go to Wall Street. I just have a really hard time in a Democratic administration believing that's going to happen.
Yeah, that is not going to go over well. At all.
And then the other one is, and look, you're obviously, wherever you are, your mileage may vary, but wow, COVID's getting scary again. If you're vaccinated, of course, you're not going to get super sick, but vaccinations don't protect you from getting the disease itself or catching the virus, and it's on the rise here in Los Angeles, like in a very big way, and going into the holidays. It's something that's been on my mind. I mean, I was slacking off pretty well. I was still wearing masks on airplanes, but otherwise I've been not.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like I'm going into my Piggly Wiggly. I'm putting a mask back on, you know, stuff like that. And it's just got to be on your toes. It's on my mind.
Yeah, and someone pointed out in the chat that, you know, for some people, the vaccine doesn't actually stop you from getting sick. If you're, you know, compromised, unlucky, or sometimes older. But for most people, it will, you know, stop you from dying of COVID.
Right. Absolutely.
I feel like sometimes I'm being ridiculous with my masking. Like, I mask on the metro. I mask in grocery stores. I mask on planes. Yeah. And then we'll sit down in a crowded restaurant just, like, yakking away.
Yeah.
And, you know, or I'll mask in an Uber, but then go sit in a restaurant or something like that. And it doesn't make any sense. And but I definitely have started wearing it more. And I had a doctor's appointment today, and I remember the last time I went to the doctor's office, they had stopped wearing masks, right? And the people in the lobby weren't wearing masks, right? This time, everybody was wearing masks. Everybody the wearing office that. Had a requirement that you wear a mask, and the doctor was not just wearing a regular mask, but like the full-on, like, serious masks that we were, wearing. So... I definitely am gonna revert back a bit, because it's not just COVID. It's COVID. It's the flu.
Oh, yeah.
It's RSV. Yeah. Yes, people are pointing that out, and so Well,
Okay. What?
Well, before we go to the game, I do just want to acknowledge. I was a little flustered at the beginning, but I do want to acknowledge all of the amazingly kind and sweet and thoughtful notes we've received at the team here, and I've been getting in my DMs all day. Lots of people sharing their stories about losing loved ones to opioids and, you know, substance use disorders. So just thank you, everybody, for the really nice notes. And, you know, take care of you and yours. And like we said yesterday, there are resources available, and I hope everybody takes advantage. So just wanted to say thanks.
So now I'm going to make a really awkward turn, because my producers are making me, and I'm just the talent, I do what the rundown says.
Don't think it's an awkward turn,
we're
going to
hit you up one
though.
More time for 100. Okay.
And here's why. Right. Here's why.
Okay, go ahead.
Yesterday, I was able to come into this space in a very emotional way when I was feeling very emotionally charged, and communicate something that I hope was valuable to people. And there are not a lot of spaces like that, especially on the commercial side of things, because it doesn't necessarily generate all the clicks or get all the views, but it's important work. And we can only do it because of people's donations. We are public service journalism. I have never been asked in my entire career at Marketplace, how do you think this is going to play online? How many clicks are you getting? Or, you know, is this going to, you know, boost our ratings or whatever? That's just not how we do journalism. And that only happens because of you all. And we can get your support if you're so generous. We also give swag. I'm just saying, the swag is nice.
It is half price hoodie weekend here at Marketplace for a very limited time. $8 a month or $90 for the year qualifies you to pick out our popular new hoodie as your thank you gift. That was so deftly done. It was amazing. There's a
thank
Make
you.
Me Smart
thank
hoodie,
you.
Also
like
Marketplace
a
hoodie. That's right. Marketplace.org/givesmart. Marketplace.org/givesmart. Look, money's tight right now, and you got to do holidays and all that jazz. If you can, that's awesome. And if you can't, we get it. But anyway, that's why we're here. We're here to do this stuff for you and to, you know, make that space for all of us to have whatever we need on our minds. And with that, what's on my mind right now is Drew Drostad. Drew Drostad, somewhere down 13 miles to the south.
What a chaotic show this has been. Okay, half full, half empty, holiday edition, the game hosted by the amazing Drew Drostad. And for all of those on the YouTube live stream, make sure to look out for the last question, where we are going to poll you to get your answers as well. So, Drew, let's go.
All right. In an attempt to highlight the versatility of their product, that's a rough quote. Hellman's mayonnaise is encouraging a mayo nog recipe.
Oh, God. Yeah, no.
I knew we were going here.
Are you half full or half empty?
Hard pass. Hard pass. All the way empty. And I'm a big eggnog guy. I love eggnog. But mayo nog? No.
I mean, I feel like maybe I'm not the right person to judge, because I don't like eggnog anyway. But it feels like it would be pretty gross.
Completely gross.
There are so many of these things that come out where it's like a brand puts themselves into something unusual, and it's a gimmick. It's to get us on here talking about Hellman's mayonnaise. right? And it works. You know, congratulations. Great ad campaign. You know,
good job,
pay your person who came up with that a little bit more. But yeah, half empty,
but no,
all the way empty,
there you go.
I guess.
Yeah. Number two.
All right. The Wall Street Journal has this story that holiday cash bonuses look like they are smaller than last year. Are you half full or half empty?
Yeah, we're talking for Wall Street banks, right? That was the story I saw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So cry me a river. Couldn't care less. Which is a terrible thing to say because obviously it's people's livelihoods and income, but we're talking people whose livelihoods are many multiples of the median wage in this country. So half empty on that.
Yeah, I don't begrudge anyone being paid well for the work that they do. But yeah, it's hard to feel particularly sympathetic for that.
Yep.
All right. Half full or half empty on relying on online gift guides for your holiday shopping?
Half full. I'll go half full on that one. I've seen some really good gift guides. A friend of mine sent me a gift guide for like all the best smelling candles, which may have been a hint now that I think about it. None of us have time to like try out everything. And yes, some of it's product placement, some of it is advertising, but a lot of it is really thoughtfully curated and people spending time trying to come up with nice gifts. I'm half full. I like it.
Yeah, as the world's worst gift giver, I rely on gift guides, so I'm half full as well. I'll take that any day, of the week.
I saw a really funny thing on TikTok where this woman basically, people write in and describe, it's mainly men, write in and describe their girlfriends, and she tells them what gifts
what
to get this person. Yes. And she shows photos. She's like, if your girlfriend looks like this, you should get her this. And it's like photos of people with different aesthetics and things like that, like the steampunk person or the goth person or sort of the, you know, I don't know, bohemian type person. And you know, if your girlfriend looks like this, you should get her these. And it's actually kind of fun.
Am I the only one, though, who thinks that could go horribly wrong?
Why would it go wrong?
I don't know, because she says, so it doesn't go over well, and she says to you, where did you get this idea? And you say, well, I got it right here. And she says, that's what you think of me?
I see.
I
want to believe that people are would be wise enough not to admit that. Just, you know, I thought you might like it. Go on from there. See, this is why I don't generally give presents to adults unless they can be consumed.
Right. No, that's a good rule. That's a great rule.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
chat, by the way, is with me on this one. The chat, by the way, is completely with me.
Oh, let's see. So many
totally
things on gift giving go wrong.
Yeah.
They are. Wow.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Give booze. Yes, Sarah.
That's right. Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's go. What do we got?
A Charlie Brown Christmas has aired every year since 1965, and this will be the last year as Apple TV Plus has the rights starting next year.
No way.
It will be on
streaming. Oh, that's terrible.
The way empty. That's awful.
That is so.
Why would they
terrible.
Do that?
Money.
Why would they?
Money.
I mean, yes.
That's terrible.
But the brand hit. Like, that's not. I mean, look, even when
that's
HBO
horrible.
Bought the rights to Sesame Street, they left some of Sesame Street available on public television. And this is bad. Oh, somebody in the chat says, why isn't Charlie Brown in the public domain by now? That's a good question.
Well, because I don't think Charles Schulz
has been
dead
enough.
Like 70 years or whatever. Yeah, it hasn't been long enough.
Does it take 70 years? Yeah.
Well, the copyright rules are Byzantine, but
yeah.
I mean, he only died, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20. Well, I was a KQED, so 20 years ago. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Bummer.
Yeah, no, that's terrible. That's horrible. That is horrible. I'm going to go play some Vincent Guaraldi Trio when I go inside. just for the hell of it. Come on.
Oh, goodness gracious.
All right.
Are we up to the
this
last
is the last one
yet?
Right,
yep,
Jim?
Yep, yep.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to
okay.
do the poll.
Last one. So, you people in the poll, be ready.
All
yes.
right.
I got to get this lag up.
After okay. opening up voting to the public for the 2022 Word of the Year, the Oxford English Dictionary has named Goblin Mode the winner. Are you half full or half empty?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that word?
It's a phrase.
Goblin mode is a type of behavior which is unapologetically self-indulgent, lazy, slovenly, or greedy, typically in a way that rejects social norms or expectations.
Wow. I had not ever heard that.
Apparently it went viral last year, this year.
Wow.
I missed that.
I totally missed it.
Probably pink. Yeah. Wow. I thought when I saw this headline sort of going past, and I thought it was maybe like a gaming term that had crossed over, mm-hmm. and it meant mm-hmm. like, you know, going like super aggressive at something.
Yeah,
but
something.
That is different. Our chat is not, James says, not viral with our group.
Yeah, no joke, right?
Tatiana
right,
says, am I officially old?
Yeah, totally. All right, we'll give you guys like 15 more seconds. We got 230 votes in so far out of 450 people on the stream.
Don says it's the new narcissism.
No joke. All right. So, once again, I fail to understand how to look at this poll in real time.
I can
figure out what the things
are.
Can you? Because I can't do it. I don't know what I'm doing.
Wait.
Do I get to vote? Oh, I do get to vote.
Oh,
vote early,
I was
often.
Clicking the three dots and they were like, report
right,
poll.
I was like,
no, don't report the poll.
Okay. So, here we go. There are 239 votes. The word of the year is goblin mode, half full, 19%, half empty, 81%. So, there you go. You people did it right. Half empty on what? Ever goblin mode is. I don't even understand.
Yeah, I'm going to go half empty as well. Let's see. This. Mel says if you click the blue bar at the top, it will reveal the live.
Yeah, I got it up to the top and then.
Oh, I see. If you click any of the buttons, I got you. Thank you, Mel. Nicely done.
There
appreciate
you go.
It. Mel teaches me how to use the internet. Okay. Which I clearly need today.
Oh, my goodness. It's a day. It's a good thing you got a cocktail.
It has been
a day.
So that's
it
for
the year for us. It's been a week. It's been a month. And it is just about a year here on this podcast. We are back January 9th of 2023. But as I said earlier, top episodes heading your way on Tuesday. So you can look for those in your feed.
Yes, and while we are on break, we do want to hear from you. So if you've got a New Year's resolution or tips on how to keep your resolutions, which I will personally appreciate, let us know. Our number is 508-UBE-SMART. You can email us at makemesmart@marketplace.org.
There we go. Make Me Smart is produced by Marissa Cabrera and Courtney Bergsaker. Today's episode was engineered by Drew Jostad, who also wrote the theme music to Half Full, Half Empty.
Yes, but not this theme music. The team behind our Friday game is Mel Rosenberg, Emily McCune, and Mackenzie Kaufman. Bridget Bodner was our senior producer all this year, and Francesca Levy is the executive director of digital. And happy holidays for whatever y'all celebrate, and happy new year.
Well timed.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.